it up. This is Liza Kerwin for the Archives of American Art interviewing Bernarda Bryson Sean at her home in Roosevelt, New Jersey, April 29, 1983. Mrs. Sean, could you begin by talking about your family background?
About my family? Well, my mother was a Latin professor in the university, and my father was a newspaper editor and owner, and later in his life was very involved in politics. Both my parents were politically very liberal, and my grandparents were, my family was always academic. My grandfather and his brother had started their own coeducational college in Ohio when my mother was small, and my mother grew up in that kind of an atmosphere, and I grew up in a very academic atmosphere. And I lived in the country part of my life, and I went to school until I was 9, and then my parents decided to go west, and we went west, and I did not go back to school again until I was ready to go to high school. And my mother had, because being a college professor, of course she was very well qualified to teach us, except that she didn't really bother very much about it. And then when I went to high school, I had to tutor in everything except Latin. And so I used to make my way in other studies by doing everybody else's Latin for him, and also in English, which was very easy for me. Then I went to the Columbus School for Girls, which is a very tough boarding school, and got considerable academic discipline there. It was a marvelous place. And then I went to Ohio University, from which both my parents had been graduated, and a lot of other members of my family. And after I left my senior year, I transferred to Ohio State University, which I considered a mistake. But that's beside the point. I went to the Cleveland School of Art for a while, and then I went to etching and lithography, etching mostly, at something called the John Huntington School. That was after I had my first job, and a friend of mine was a very fine lithographer, and so I learned lithography with him.
Where are you working then?
I was working, the first job that I had after I got out of school, I was married when my first marriage was when I was still a senior in college, and that didn't last very long. And my first job was with a department store drawing, you know, fashions and things of that sort. But not so much fashions as what they call institutional drawings, you know, of all kinds of things having to do with their business. And Then I did a lot of commercial drawings, sometimes freelance and sometimes not, and I had quite a few jobs of that kind. And do you want me to go through all this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I went back to Columbus where my parents were living, and I got a job on the Ohio State Journal writing the art column, and all the art news. I had, I think, two columns, and the news as it came along about art. And then I taught in the museum school. I taught etching and lithography in the museum school.
What year was this?
And that was 31, 32, around that time. And I had a wonderful brush with the head of the Columbus Museum, and I had written something rather smart-aleck about Whistler's mothers being brought to Columbus when all the artists were really on their ear and very, very starving and so on. And so he called me in, and he told me that if I felt that I could not write complimentary things about what went on in the museum, he felt that I should not teach in the museum school. And so I told him that if he felt that I was incompetent to teach etching and lithography, I felt that he should fire me. But